Okay, Jackie. So, again, these are all relevant questions, I suppose. So, I need to take time out from work to care for my father. What supports are available for people in my situation?
Okay, so there are several supports. To qualify for the supports anyway, the person you're caring for example, your dad, will say there, he must need full-time care and attention.
Okay.
So basically that's the basis of getting the carer's allowance, is to prove that he needs the full-time care and attention.
And what would you need to prove that, or is it just
That would be on the carer's form at the back. There's a medical report, so there's a section of it which would be filled in by the GP, which would really, and then there's a section that you fill in yourself, which
okay.
is the care that you provide for somebody. So above and beyond what you would for a normal person, it's not about making a dinner if you'd normally make the dinner for them. It's about maybe helping them getting dressed, or bedtime, or toiletries, going to the doctor's, medication, all those kind of supports. And it needs to be at least 35 hours a week.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
You can take time off to care for them. By law, you're allowed to take carer's leave for up to 2 years.
So if I'm in a job like that, and I can by law take 2 years leave no matter what the circumstances, if I can prove that that person needs the full-time care.
You can get carer's leave from your employer once you've been working with them for 12 months.
Okay, so there's a minimum of 12 months, and then you can apply for the carer's leave. Okay, and there can't be any repercussions because of that, I presume.
No,
Okay.
absolutely not, no.
So I presume while I'm on that carer's leave, obviously I won't be getting paid from the employer, but I probably will be getting payment subsidy from looking after my parent.
You will, yeah. You will, for carer's allowance, you will get a credit, which is like your PRSI credit. It's a
Yes.
credited credit which will go towards your anything else that you will need later on. And for a person aged under 66, you get €219.
Right.
If they're, you can get for two people, which is 328. Somebody over 66 then is 257. And then you get the usual ones, which are for independent children that you may have, which is 38 and 45, depending on the age of the children, under 12 or over.
Yeah. Okay. So, as well as the carer's leave, I can I also use up my holidays for that as well?
You're entitled to annual leave. For the first 13 weeks of carer's leave. And your employer can't dismiss you or victimise you for the exercising your rights to carer's leave. So
Yeah.
nothing can happen to you. You could take a very valid case to the workplace relations if anything happened to your job at
Okay.
that time during those 2 years.
Okay. Now, if I don't qualify for the carer's benefit, what happens in that case?
Are you talking carer's allowance now or carer's benefit? Carer's allowance is a means test of payment, I'll have to say first.
Okay.
So that will depend on any income in the family,
Right.
income in the household. There's a level, it starts off at 219, it can be reduced depending on the income coming into the house. Carer's benefit is non-means tested, and that would be based on your PRSI contributions.
So what exactly are the differences, Jackie?
There's no difference in money. There's no difference in what you receive or any of
Right.
rights or entitlements. The only thing is that the 219, we'll say, for one person under 66 that you're caring for could be reduced depending on if you have a cohabitant or a spouse or another adult in the household with an income coming in. They will look at it. They don't look at any other social welfare payment, but they do look at other income coming into the house. So rental income
Right.
or somebody else's job. But you are, if there's two people in the house and you're caring for somebody else, your limit is like 663. So it's over the 600 that they start reducing the 219.
Okay.
That's the allowance.
Yeah.
Carer's benefit, you'll get the full 219 for 2 years once you have the PRSI credits.
Right, right, okay. And tell me about a carer, the household benefits package.
Again, household benefits. You, with carer's allowance, you can, you'll get a free travel pass. You can get a GP visit card, which is something that came out in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You will can also qualify. You may also qualify for household benefits package. Now, the household benefits package again is because it will be means tested. So again, a household benefits package is like the same means test as fuel allowance.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of a very basic payment. So if you're on that income level, you will get the household benefits package, which normally isn't given to you until 66 and over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, tell me a little bit about the carer's support grant.
Right. So the carer support grant is paid every June.
Okay.
And it is 1,850 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a once-off payment. And even if you're not getting carers, but you can prove, just say, for example, that you are way above the limit and you don't pass the means test for carer's allowance, but you can prove and adequately prove that you are caring for somebody, you can still apply for this carer's support grant.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So, like really, if you don't pass your means test or anything, you're getting nothing else off them, but you are, if you can prove, that I'm looking after my dad, I'm entitled that money, whether or not I'm means tested or whether or not I'm getting any of those grants.
Whether you're getting any social.
So I suppose that's a nice start, I suppose, for anyone. Anyways,
it is, and it's for you. It's not for you to spend on the person you're caring for. A lot of people think that, you know, it's something. It could very well be if you had maybe a child who needed kind of, could get them a nice holiday or something. But it's up to you what you do with the money.
Yeah.
You know, it's yours.
And just on care, like a carer, does that have to be an adult, or can it be
over 16?
Over 16. Once you're the main carer for that person, you can apply for these.
Over the age of 16.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And again, as always, Jackie, all that information is on the All Citizens.
Eric, one second there now. I'm sorry. You must be 18 years to care.
Okay. All right, okay, that's fine, that's good, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay, we'll sort that out, that's no problem at all. Okay, and as always, Jackie, all that information is the All Citizens information
it's
website.
It's in the Citizens information, everything, all about the extra benefits that you can get with it. Also, half-rate carers, if somebody's on a pension and they're caring, we'll say there's two pensioners in a home, and you're on a pension and you're caring for the other pensioner, you can go for half-rate care.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So there is lots of help out there just to navigate your way around it, I suppose.
And we're always here anyway for any questions.
Okay. And I'll give out contact numbers and all that again, Jackie, as always. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.